Anyone can make a change. Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of AHA Presents About Education. I'm Neil Kreisel, and I'm your host every week right here on AM 1290, repeated at 10, and on Saturdays at 4. We're brought to you by Deckers, makers of Uggs and Tevas, Pierre LaFond Wendy Foster offering fine clothes, good food, and vintage wines, and Montecito Bank and Trust proudly serving our communities and their financial needs for over 40 years. We have wonderful guests today. We have a full studio from the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation, one of the most not only interesting but important charities in this community. We have with us today Lindsay Leonard, who is the executive director, Nikki Green, vice chair, Rick Schutte, who is the treasurer, and a little girl or big girl named Ava Schutte, who's, I think, related in some way to Rich Schutte. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, Neil.
My pleasure. What we'd like to do is just get a little bit of background about each of you to start things rolling. So, Lindsay, how did you get here? And not to the studio, but how did you get to Santa Barbara? How did you get an interest in the non-for-profit world in general and the Teddy Bear Foundation in particular?
Well, I have to say that I'm in probably one of the best communities in the nation, if not the world, to be doing the type of work that we do at Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation and the charity work that occurs in Santa Barbara. There's so many terrific organizations, and I've been very fortunate to have been a part of several of them and working in the nonprofit industry for nearly the past two decades. And it's really been quite a blessing to have joined Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation back in 2012. And the mission of the organization really spoke to me. I had always a desire to work with charities that support youth and their families. And Teddy Bear absolutely does that and so much more.
We're going to talk about the whole issue of youth, because one of the things that is interesting to this show is teens. And one of the things we'll talk about later is the psychological impact of cancer on children who actually are cured. What are the issues that take place once they are past this challenge? At AHA, we have children who, in fact, have been through this. And in fact, we have an event called Sing It Out, and we had 12 kids get up and sing this year, two of which were cancer survivors. So there are, I'm sure, a lot of issues that we can talk about related to teens. Nikki, you're vice chair.
Yes.
And how did you get here?
Well, I moved to Santa Barbara with my family back in 2006. And
from where?
From San Diego. I'm originally from Massachusetts. I'm formally trained as a nurse. And after having my children, I wasn't quite ready to go back into the workforce, but felt I needed to do something. So someone brought me to, Judy Foreman brought me to a Teddy Bear luncheon, and I was hooked. Started volunteering, started helping doing events, and then I've been lucky enough to be on the board for, I think this is my sixth year. I'm the vice chair.
Did you say Judy Foreman?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm from New York, as you've guessed, and Judy is from New York as well. And I met her first in Bridgehampton 40 years ago. I was two at the time.
She's a good friend of mine, and she brought me to my first event, and I was hooked after that. And now my children are involved, and it's part of our family. Yeah.
And Rich, you're the treasurer, and that's not a surprise. Rich is a financial planner par excellence, and I have no reason to believe that that was not part of the reason they chose you as treasurer, besides your good looks.
Well, yeah, it's interesting you said that. Nikki just told me I had a face for radio, so not sure that was exactly why I'm here, but...
Well, we should tell Nikki we are televising this today.
Oh, good.
So how did you get involved, and how did you get to Santa Barbara?
Yeah, so I grew up in Camarillo, and I grew up in a family that actually volunteered quite a lot in the community. My parents were super active in the Camarillo community as it was actually becoming one, you know, in a town with one stoplight. And I came to Santa Barbara in 2003 when My now wife convinced me it was a good idea to sell my house in Camarillo to join her and her house up here. And I have to say, looking back, that was a pretty good call. Having been involved with charity, it was something that was really important for me to get involved with when I moved to Santa Barbara, and I have been quite actively since I've been here. I chaired the board chair for CALM, for Ensemble Theater. I'm involved with the kids' school on the Marymount school board, and one of my most favorite things that I'm doing right now, for sure, is the involvement that I have with Teddy Bear and the cause for children. It was really what drew me initially to CALM, and having a voice for kids that don't necessarily always have one. And that message also resonated with me with Teddy Bear and helping families, you know, face something that's so challenging with dignity and resources that they otherwise wouldn't have.
Did each of you come to this charity without having the experience of a child with cancer? This is just a calling that had nothing to do with a personal experience?
For me personally, that's the case, yeah.
Yeah, no personal experience with children. My dad had passed away from cancer, and it reminded me a lot of thinking of the resources my family could have used in a different way.
Yeah, it seemed to me that it would be something that would be motivated by a personal experience, but I think it's even more amazing that you have come to this challenge without any personal experience, but really just a general compassion and understanding how important this is. Ava, how did you get here besides the fact that your father drove you here? How come you, and I understand you have been a volunteer.
Well, my mom and I are doing National Charity League together, so we volunteered for Family Fun Day at Rancho Oso, and we stayed there for two shifts, I think, because we loved it so much, and I just... Yeah, I love doing it.
So that's great that you already have a sense that working for people who are less fortunate than you is something that actually will probably make you a better person, a happier person. And your father is so involved with charities. I don't know whether he actually works or not. Do you actually go to the office?
Certainly one of the blessings of having great clients is that I get to get out and make a difference in my community, for sure.
Right. So how did the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation come into being? Is this a national organization? I guess, Lindsay?
Well, Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation started in 2002, and it was founded by Nikki Katz, and she had seen a great need for the services that the organization provides. Ultimately, she really saw a gap in the services that the families were receiving from our wonderful medical centers at Cottage and elsewhere, and the other wraparound services that families so needed, such as financial assistance and emotional support, which is what Teddy Bear offers. The organization is regional. We serve families that live in Ventura County, Santa Barbara County, and San Luis Obispo County.
So this is a form of integrative medicine, in a sense. It's taking the body and soul and combining it with, you know, an emotional component. A friend of ours on the show, who's been here a couple of times, started an integrative medicine program at UCLA for women with cancer. And you go through the hospital, and it's just typical depressing hospital, and you get to her door, and it's glass with water falling down, and you open it up, and there's yoga music, and there are people doing yoga, getting massages, and doctors. The idea being that you can treat the soul as well as the physical, and it makes for a better result. So I guess in a sense, this is sort of like integrative.
Yeah, I think it's funny. A lot of times people think that we just financially serve our families, which is a great service that we do. And it's what a lot of people think of us as. But what I've grown to love at Teddy Bear since we've been involved is all of the other stuff, the emotional, the social, the educational, which is another big piece we'll hit on later, I think, that we provide really is what we're most proud of, I think, and is really propelling us forward in the future.
You're listening to AHA Presents About Education on AM 1290 KZSB, and we'll be right back.
Here's a question. Do you enjoy experiencing the best of Santa Barbara? Tasty restaurants, scenic hiking, local banking experts. That's right, local banking experts. Montecito Bank and Trust was voted best bank again by the Santa Barbara Independent, Santa Barbara News Press, and San Ynez Valley News Readers. Plus, they have over 40 years of experience, 10 branches from Solvang to Westlake, a convenient on-the-go mobile banking app, and a savvy team of local decision makers. Visit Montecito.bank today. Montecito Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Wendy Foster Clothing Store is a unique shopping experience for all ages. The Wendy Foster style is Santa Barbara style, style that is uncomplicated, feminine, sophisticated, with a sense of adventure. Shop Wendy Foster for jewelry, clothing, and accessories for everyone, with personal attention and a passion for fashion. Wendy Foster stores make it easy to look beautiful at any of our five locations. There are three locations in Montecito, one in downtown Santa Barbara, and our newest location in Los Olivos. All five Wendy Foster locations are open 7 days a week.
Celebrating 50 years of serving loyal regular guests and first-time visitors, the Pierre Lafond Market and Deli invites you to enjoy their huge selection of fresh-baked sweets, cookies, carrot cake, muffins, and the famous farm cake, granola, Oreo popcorn, wine cake, homemade soups, and the popular fresh juice bar. Or get a coffee drink or fresh-squeezed juice and peruse the famous wall of greeting cards at the Pierre Lafond Market and Deli. Open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily in the Plaza del Sol, Montecito Village.
Available only at the company's headquarters in Goleta, the new Deckers brand showcase features the latest footwear from UGG, Teva, Sanuk, Hoka, and Ahnu brands. You're invited to stop by to experience firsthand what makes Deckers brand so unique. Discover new product and try on a range of offerings from your favorite Deckers brand at their retail stores. Now open to the public 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and from 11 to 5 on Sunday at 250 Coromar Drive in Goleta.
Welcome back to AHA Presents About Education. AHA, using innovative social-emotional learning and character building to help teens. We're here with Lindsay Leonard, the Executive Director of the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation, Nikki Green, Vice Chair of the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation, Rick Schutte, treasurer of the foundation, and Ava Schutte, a sub-teen volunteer. Is that a good way to put it? You're not a teen yet, are you?
No.
Okay. So, what for those who don't know, the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation does a whole many things, both emotional, educational, and financial. Can we talk about each one of those things?
Sure, of course. So, you know, you had mentioned earlier about the type of services that we offer, and our organization truly works to be able to provide support to the family from their child's initial diagnosis, during treatment, and into recovery. And as part of that is that palliative care that you had spoken about previously. Our three core program areas are our financial assistance program, our emotional support program, and our educational program. And through our financial assistance program, you know, as you can imagine, you know, cancer doesn't discriminate. It doesn't spare any socioeconomic backgrounds. And so particularly for those families in the Tri-County region that might need that additional financial assistance due to their child needing to have their parents by their bedside, to take them to treatments, to care for them while they're in the hospital, the financial challenges can be enormous. And the average length of treatment, 6 months to 3 years, truly compounds their financial situation in many cases, especially when considering that one or more parents may have to quit or reduce their work hours in order to be there to care for their child during their time of need.
And do you act as advocates for them in dealing with the medical establishment?
We are very fortunate here in California that at each of the medical centers that we work with, from as far south as Los Angeles up to the Bay Area, that we have terrific oncology pediatric doctors. We have terrific social workers that are truly advocating for those children in the way within the medical institutions.
And the financial support you provide, is that based on need?
We have a couple different pieces of that. So yeah, we do have a need grant where we'll directly financially assist the family. We will pay their bills for a certain amount. We also do even just little small things. We've got hotel vouchers that we do, Ralph's shopping cards, gas cards. I mean, all different levels. We're there to assist with our families, and we have a lot of partners that collaborate with us.
Well, I had a personal experience recently with my granddaughter, who unfortunately just died, and her medical bills were well into the seven figures, but my son works for a Fortune 500 company, so it was fully paid for. Had it not been paid for, I don't know how any charity. What do you do when someone has bills that are astronomical? Is that something you can even come up with some plan to help enough so it makes a difference?
Well, Neil, first, I'm so sorry to hear about the passing of your granddaughter.
Thank you.
The average amount of financial assistance that we give to families that do qualify is $5,800 was the average amount last year and into this year. But in some exceptional circumstances, we have certain families that if their child may relapse, they would enter into another round of financial assistance. We have had some families that have needed upwards of $30,000 of financial assistance, of which it's our privilege to be able to support them in that way as their child goes through oftentimes major treatments, surgeries, et cetera. The financial needs, as mentioned, are enormous, and the average amount of out-of-pocket expenses, not including loss of income, mm-hmm. should a parent quit or reduce their work hours, is around $10,000 each year.
Without getting into the politics of Obamacare, what do you do when someone has no insurance? And I know from experience, this the system we're in today could cost a lot more than $30,000 or $50,000 or $60,000 Do kids ever get thrown out on the street? I mean, is there a way of?
I definitely think that's one of the things that we try to address as the foundation. It's not the medical bills that we're so focused on covering, because clearly those numbers get astronomical, and it'd be quite a challenge to be able to raise monies to be able to cover that. But it's really creating that place at home, and the safeness there, knowing that the power is not going to get turned off, that the rent's still going to get paid, and that a family can actually go and face this challenge with dignity, knowing that they're not going to be thrown out on the street, or at least anything that we can do to stop that from happening.
It's usually more day-to-day kind of things. Like, we want to make sure your rent's getting paid. We want to make sure that you physically are going to be able to drive home from the hospital, rather than a lot of the long-term kind of plans, which of course we're there for too. And we also have a funeral fund that we don't like to use. We hope not to, but we do provide that to families of need. So it's a lot of just the getting there, the day-to-day, getting food, getting your other kids provided for.
How big is the staff?
We have a team of 5 full-time staff and 3 part-time staff. But we have an exceptional volunteer base of nearly 700 volunteers each year donating their time and their expertise.
That's a lot of volunteers. And Ava, you were a volunteer. Did you have specific experiences that you could share with us?
Well, I liked that it was just like everyone seemed like a huge family, and I loved doing things to make all the kids have a huge smile on their face. So
Ava's was actually pushing some kids around, or leading some kids around on horses at the most recent family fun day that Teddy Bear put on for the families and the kids that were challenged with cancer.
Yeah.
And she's a little bit of an equestrian, and it was a neat little place for her to blend her experience as a hobby into something that's bigger for her.
So let me ask you this, and this isn't based on any information or facts that I have about this subject, but are you at all ever afraid to go and face this horrible disease? I mean, I can't imagine myself at 11 years old or 12 years old going to a hospital and looking at kids that are sick. I look at you and I say, wow, it's just unfathomable. Is that an issue, or just I'm just clueless here?
No, I don't get scared at all. I actually think it's like a great experience for someone my age to be doing something big to help kids like that. But if it was my sister, I mean, she would be scared. But I love doing it.
Well, good for you.
I think my kids are similar in age. I have a 9 and 11-year-old, and they go to the same school. And they're always amazed that, you know, they're kind of nervous to go. And once they're there, they're regular kids, and they can really empathize with it and understand what it must be like to be in this situation. And another thing at Teddy Bear that we really try to do is include the whole family. It's not just the child that has cancer. So a lot of times you'll be playing with or supporting a sibling or a cousin or just a family member. And so it's you just feel like you're with one of your friends, you know, and the kids really like supporting each other. They like feeling normal.
No, it's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
One last mention of my granddaughter is when she died, we were there at the hospital, and all of the doctors and all of the nurses who had treated her came upstairs, and they were completely torn, emotional. And I this was at the, you know, in UCLA, and I couldn't believe it. I thought that they see this all the time, and they said, no, this is, they've been treating her for a number of years, and they were literally 10, 15 doctors and nurses stood outside the room, and it was, for them, as professionals, just devastating. You're listening to AHA Presents About Education on the Santa Barbara News Press radio station, and we'll be right back.
Here's a question. Do you enjoy experiencing the best of Santa Barbara? Tasty restaurants, scenic hiking, local banking experts. That's right, local banking experts. Montecito Bank and Trust was voted best bank again by the Santa Barbara Independent, Santa Barbara News Press, and San Ynez Valley News Readers. Plus, they have over 40 years of experience, 10 branches from Solvang to Westlake, a convenient on-the-go mobile banking app, and a savvy team of local decision makers. Visit Montecito.bank today. Montecito Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Wendy Foster clothing stores are a Santa Barbara favorite. Wendy Foster style is a Santa Barbara style. Shop any of our 5 locations for personal attention and a fabulous selection of the latest of everything. Special and unique jewelry, accessories, and clothing from New York, Los Angeles, and Paris. Wendy Foster stores make it easy to look beautiful. Wendy Foster clothing stores, Santa Barbara's premier shopping destination. There are 3 locations in Montecito, 1 in downtown Santa Barbara, and our newest location in Los Olivos. All 5 Wendy Foster locations are open 7 days a week.
You're invited to dine indoors or on the secluded garden patio, the sunny patio, or the covered creekside patio with fireplace at Pierre Lafond's Montecito Wine Bistro, where you'll enjoy the popular pizzas and many other dishes from the wood-burning oven, daily specials from Chef Victor, and selections from the elevated wine menu featuring Lafond and Santa Barbara Winery wines. Open daily at 11 for lunch, wine, cocktails, dinner, incredible desserts, and a daily happy hour from 3 to 6 with very unique appetizers, in the Plaza del Sol, Montecito Village.
Founded by a UCSB grad, Deckers Brands has grown into a global driver of lifestyle footwear. From humble beginnings in 1973, Santa Barbara has been a key element of the business, defining the company's culture, providing home base for many employees, and inspiring product innovation each year. For a first-hand experience, stop by the Deckers Brands headquarters in Goleta, 250 Coromar Drive, from 10 to 7, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 5 Sunday, and shop their new brand showcase retail test lab. Guaranteed, you'll see a new side to Deckers' portfolio, from footwear to handbags to home furnishings.
Welcome back to AHA Presents About Education. AHA, improving attitude, creating social harmony, helping bridge the achievement gap for teens. So we're here with Lindsay Leonard, Executive Director of the Teddy Bear Foundation. By the way, I keep saying Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation, but whenever I hear it about around town, it's the Teddy Bear Foundation. People use either one?
Well, our official name is Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation.
Okay. So we have Lindsay Leonard from the Teddy, who's Executive Director of the Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation, Rick Schutte, who's Treasurer, Nikki Green, Vice Chair, and Ava Schutte, a volunteer. So, what are the age groups you serve?
So we serve families that have a child that's diagnosed with cancer from all the way up till age 18. And services will continue if that child was diagnosed prior to age 18. They'll continue until the child's 21 years of age.
And how many children do you serve now?
We project that we'll be serving between 165 to 170 families this year.
And the volunteers, the non-professional people, the 700 volunteers, they actually get to work in these homes? Do they? What do they do, the volunteers?
Well, we have so many volunteer needs, and, you know, hearing from Ava here, I mean, she's, you know, an inspiration because she's really helping to be able to pay it forward to those families that need that support. So in this particular instance, that would be some program volunteer work. But we really need volunteers of all different skill sets. I mean, it takes a community to drive this organization forward, as it does any of our wonderful organizations in this community.
We have event committees for our events where we need people to help us plan and get auction items. We have all of our programs, our support groups. We have Project Christmas where we donate Christmas presents. We get together. Ava's sister, little sister, is a Girl Scout with my daughter. And, you know, they donated cookies and they donated $725 of their sales to Teddy Bear. So all of those count as volunteers. So people, we have all types.
It's one of the things I really like about Teddy Bear more than anything is its ability to reach into the community and really come together for something that's such a compelling cause. You know, when you look at a child that's faced with cancer diagnosis and what that does to the family, but being able to go through any walk of life here in town and any person that has capacity, it's been remarkable to me being part of this, seeing how many people step forward and actually work within this foundation for making this a better thing. It's truly a community effort.
And you have a big event every year.
We do.
We have a couple. We have our Gold Ribbon Luncheon that we do. We have Moments in Time spring event that we do. Both of them are around 200 people attend. 300 people with live auction, silent auction, all of that business. We are now doing Little Heroes Breakfast, which we'll be starting in Ventura. We have one in Santa Barbara where we try to get business people involved. And those are our bigger fundraising events.
And
that we have.
How big is your budget?
Rich, well, Rich is the financial guy. Come on, Rich.
Yeah, we basically run $1 million budget each year.
Okay. So given the demand, I assume you could do wonders with $3 or $4 million. I mean, this is obviously something that could scale up pretty quickly.
Well, for sure. And one of the things that I've been really passionate about the last year or so is taking what we're doing here so well in Santa Barbara from the fundraising side and actually bringing that out to the communities around us where we're also supporting families. And Nikki had alluded to going down into Ventura this year to sponsor a breakfast to create additional awareness for what we're doing. And that's going to be in November. To try and bring in some additional funding from the Ventura County community, and we're really super excited about that, as well as the great things that we're doing here in town.
Okay, well, remind me, because our show is heard in Ventura, and right before the event, you tell me, and I will put out the word so people from Ventura can go and participate.
Thank you.
How are the needs of the different age groups different? And you know, and by the way, do the kids get together? The kids who are suffering from this disease, do you bring them together as a group, or are these volunteers basically seeing one-on-ones?
So through our emotional support programs, one of our programs is our family support groups. And those groups are offered throughout the Tri-Counties. And at those groups, it is geared for the entire family unit. But we certainly have breakout groups that are age-appropriate, not only for teens, preteens, our kids, as well as our parents. And in those group settings, our families can not only meet each other, hear what each other are going through, but hopefully build community as well, a support system, if you will, amongst the many families that are experiencing a disease that no child should ever have to go through. That's one situation in where our families do interact, where our youth interact. The other experiences are through the family fun events that Ava had spoken about, as well as our holiday parties.
And when a kid goes into remission, and they're 15, 16 years old, like the kids in AHA, I would imagine, whether they realize it or not, they still need support. They've gone through this trauma.
Yeah, there's two things that I've noticed as being a part of Teddy Bear that have been really impactful to me personally. And one of them is just that, you know, it's the kids that have gone through our program and how they continue to remain in our family. So as we do different either family events or fundraising events, how these kids, you know, that are either currently faced with this terrible diagnosis or kids that have actually gone through remission and are starting to live normal lives again, how they continue to stay part of this family and tell their stories and continue to put that word out. And it's really remarkable to see how powerful it is that what Teddy Bear is doing for these children and their families.
Because, you know, what happens is, you know, somebody gets into a traffic accident or has a violent crime committed against them. They have trauma for years and years. You know, we forget that when you go through a disease and you're cured, there's still a trauma to deal with. And teens are very susceptible to any trauma. They're already in trouble because they're a teen.
A big thing we've focused on at Teddy Bear in recent years is educational. I think people forget that all of the hard medicines, the harsh medicines, the chemotherapy that our children have to endure when they're fighting their cancer has long-term effects. So Donna Barranco, who is our board chair, she is a huge advocate for education. And since Lindsay and her have been spearheading Teddy Bear, I feel like they've really championed for that. And I don't know if you want to talk more about that, but I that's something I'm particularly really proud of that we're
It is. And like you mentioned, Neil, there's so many other things that go along with having experienced a disease like cancer, whether it's post-traumatic stress disorder, whether it's different social challenges that child faces, as well as all, like Nikki mentioned, the late-term effects of cancer, which can be quite severe, particularly for children that are diagnosed and treated at a really young age. It's actually commonly referred to chemo brain after a child has undergone chemotherapy, and it can cause a variety of different issues, whether it's difficulty with concentrating in school, difficulty with memory, that truly deserves neuropsychological testing to be able to assess what those issues are so that the team of counselors, the team at school, teachers, et cetera, can all work together to be able to best address the disabilities that child now might be facing, even though that cancer might be in remission. It's sometimes considered a new normal.
There's so many advances taking place in fighting cancer. Has that manifested itself in the work that you do? Have you seen changes that mean that you need to change how you operate?
Well, I mean, to speak to that, I mean, one thing is that back in the 70s, of cases of pediatric cancer, only roughly 50% of those children survived. But today you see those stats higher to 70 to 80% of children that are diagnosed with cancer do survive. So you're seeing medical advances that are correlating to higher survival rates, which is terrific. But there has been a shift, again, from our work with doctors and my education and learning about these late effects of cancer, that there has been an increased focus on what are the outcomes of a child that's undergone radiation or chemotherapy for certain types of cancers. And some cancers have a higher risk of more late-term effects, whether that cancer might be a brain tumor cancer or an eye cancer, et cetera, that could cause even further complications for that child and adult later in life.
You're listening to AHA Presents on the Santa Barbara News Press radio station, and we'll be right back.
Here's a question. Do you enjoy experiencing the best of Santa Barbara? Tasty restaurants, scenic hiking, local banking experts. That's right, local banking experts. Montecito Bank and Trust was voted best bank again by the Santa Barbara Independent, Santa Barbara News Press, and Santa Ynez Valley News Readers. Plus, they have over 40 years of experience, 10 branches from Solvang to Westlake, a convenient on-the-go mobile banking app, and a savvy team of local decision makers. Visit Montecito.bank today. Montecito Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Wendy Foster Clothing Stores are Santa Barbara's premier shopping destinations. There are three locations in Montecito, one in downtown Santa Barbara, and our newest location in Los Olivos. Each shop has its own individual identity, but with the Wendy Foster style. Visit our shops for a unique shopping experience and personal attention. Wendy Foster Stores make it easy to look beautiful. There are three locations in Montecito, one in downtown Santa Barbara, and our newest location in Los Olivos. All five Wendy Foster locations are open 7 days a week.
In 1962, Pierre Lafond founded the first post-prohibition commercial winery in Santa Barbara County. In 1972, he planted his first vineyard in the San Ynez Valley west of Buellton and later hired legendary winemaker Bruce McGuire to continue to build on the stellar reputation that Santa Barbara Winery has achieved for more than 50 years. Today, you're invited to experience the award-winning wines at Santa Barbara Winery at the corner of Yananali and Anacapa and the Lafond Winery at 6855 Santa Rosa Road in Buellton.
Deckers Brands, the parent company of global lifestyle footwear brands UGG, Teva, Sanuk, Hoka, and Anu, invite you to experience their new brand showcase firsthand in Goleta. Discover new product, try on a range of offerings from your favorite Deckers brand, and get a peek into the company's headquarters. The brand showcase is open for business Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and from 11 to 5 on Sunday at 250 Coromar Drive in Goleta. See you out there.
Welcome back to AHA Presents About Education. AHA, helping teens achieve goals, surmount challenges, stop bullying, and communicate and listen effectively. Before the break, we were talking about how the scientific advancements in cancer has had an effect on dealing with children who do have the disease, both from a psychological standpoint and from an emotional standpoint, both during treatment and after treatment. Do the families that have been successful in getting through this horrible disease and see the other side come back and help?
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful thing that happens at Teddy Bear. We have a lot of families that have maybe come to Teddy Bear for emotional services. We recently had a family that didn't need any financial help, and they didn't have any resources of friends or anybody that had had cancer. So they came for the emotional support, and that's not where they stopped. They gave back. They organized, a bike ride where they raised money to give back. They've spoken at our events. And that's one of the things that truly makes Teddy Bear special. Our families do not just come looking for something. They're looking for help. They're looking for support. They're looking for aid, and they end up giving us so much more. A lot of times the kids will end up volunteering. They'll help us with bone marrow drives when we're looking for other families. We've had people come to work for us and volunteer. It's pretty amazing, and it makes you feel good about it. You know, how can you not want to help or give to an organization that has these families that have seen what a difference it is and give back?
How closely do you work with the doctors and the cancer centers in town?
Well, we're really fortunate to have terrific relationships with the staff at Cottage Children's Hospital here in Santa Barbara, as well as Ventura County Medical Center. We do stay in close touch with not only the doctors, but particularly the social workers and nurse staff, truly on a nearly daily basis. Our team is in contact to be able to best evaluate and assess and then provide the services that the families need.
So this is not like it was years ago with other medical issues where medical professionals don't want amateurs to get involved and push back against interference. These people are willing to accept your help in a positive way.
Right. And it's because Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation, what we offer is the wraparound services that are non-medical. And so we're really providing those services to, as Rich and Nikki had elaborated upon, that help to provide the financial assistance for that family to get through their day-to-day, their week-to-week, as well as that emotional support.
Where does a teddy bear come from?
The teddy bear, the organization was developed because the teddy bear is a symbol, a sign, if you will, of comfort. And our organization has existed and continues to be an organization that's there to support families during their darkest time of need, and provide to them so many different forms of support, whether it's that phone call to help them navigate through their financial challenges, with their bills, with the educational system. You know, our team is, our staff team's truly there for them to help them with that, those areas.
Lindsay, how do you deal with the emotional part of having to get close to so many people who are sick? Does when the outcome is not as good as you want it to be, is that something that you have some very bad days and nights?
Well, it never gets easy. It's you never get used to it. You never get used to, you know, how unfair cancer is when you've had, you know, I've had family members that have had cancer, and it's certainly difficult when you're diagnosed with cancer as an adult, but it seems so cruel and unfair when it's a child that's diagnosed with a cancer. And, you know, for that reason, it's, you know, it's been very wonderful to be able to be a part of something that is working to try and just make it a little bit easier, make it a little bit better for the lives of the families that are experiencing that extreme hardship. And, you know, I think it's, you know, really a testament to have, you know, Rich Schutte and Nikki Green and the rest of our board members, you know, involved in knowing that, yes, there are those days that you learn of when a child may have relapsed, or you learn that there's a child that has to undergo a bone marrow transplant or an amputation or something so horrific. But on the other side of it is knowing that you are also helping to make their lives a little bit easier.
As a board member, we're aware of every single family that we give financial support to. We see those children's stories. We see the family's stories. And, you know, I'm so grateful to be blessed with three healthy and mostly sane children, you know, day to day. And when you read about this and see, you know, for each one of these families that we approve, to see what those families are going through, it is quite emotional, even at the board level, when we're not as involved as Lindsay and the rest of our amazing staff with these kids and families. But it's definitely not an easy thing.
Well, the most amazing thing that I've heard today so far is that you have five full-time staff to deal with 750 families. I mean, it's absolutely amazing the work that you do. And I hope, if anything, we can get the word out that this is something that I would imagine could use an army. And the fact that you can do it on five means that on five people and three part-time, is that what you said?
Right.
You know, this is, you know, people look at charities and say, am I getting my dollar's worth? And you know, from, you know, Gold Star or any of the other charitable rating systems, I guess your metrics must be terrific, because you really do serve an incredible large number of people on, quite frankly, very little money. And so
we do have the highest Guide Star ranking that one can have, and that's something that we're very proud of, for sure.
We're very proud of that.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I'm sure Lindsay would love to have quite a few more staff than what she has, but as that numbers guy, we need your help getting that word out so we can keep filling those spaces.
So besides money, what are the greatest obstacles you're contending with right now?
You know, the greatest obstacles that we are contending with are ones that we are actively addressing. For example, our board and some of our key supporters, we've undergone a strategic planning process to take us through the next 3 years of Teddy Bears and to look into the future to ensure future sustainability and financial solvency for the organization.
I would add to that, going back to the to Ventura County listeners as well, that, you know, whereas we serve more than a third of our families are from Ventura County, and it's not just the financing, but it's also the brand recognition and having the folks in Ventura County recognizing, and San Luis Obispo County as well, recognizing who we are and what resource we can be for these families and their communities.
And you're the only one. Is there any other? I'm not going to use the word competition. Is there any other organization that serves this population?
There are quite a few other wonderful organizations that serve this population. However, Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation is the only one that exists in the Tri-County region that offers the scope of services that we do, which is the combination of the financial assistance, the emotional support, and the educational support.
So you're doing your strategic plan now. I was going to ask you what your short-term and long-term goals are for the foundation. So before you've actually completed the plan, can you give us a little peek into what your long-term goals are?
Well, most importantly, we want to ensure that every and any family that needs our support is aware of us and able to access us. And that truly goes back to building of collaborative partnerships, working closely with our medical centers, which I can't say enough wonderful things about, and in ensuring that we receive the community's support. Going back to that is, you know, I really encourage anybody out there that's listening today to contact me. I don't know if you're going to be providing some website information or whatnot.
What is
but
the website?
Our website is teddybearcancerfoundation.org. Our phone number is 805-962-7466. And I would love to hear from anybody who might be interested in becoming more involved or learning about the organization, so that we can continue to grow and to provide the help that these families so desperately need.
We've recently relocated also, which is of note. We used to be located over by Cottage, so our new address.
We're at 3892 State Street, the corner of Lacumber and State.
So if people want to donate, can they donate on the website?
Absolutely.
Okay, terrific. So what's the name of the website again?
www.teddybearcancerfoundation.org.
Great. And I hope that our listeners will support this charity. You know, it's funny. I knew, as I said before the show even began, to our guests, I know a number of people that have been on the board and have talked and have said wonderful things, but until this show, I didn't realize the extent of what you do and how important it is. And I hope everyone else is getting the same message. You're listening to AHA Presents About Education, and believe it or not, we'll be right back with our last segment.
Here's a question. Do you enjoy experiencing the best of Santa Barbara? Tasty restaurants, scenic hiking, local banking experts. That's right, local banking experts. Montecito Bank and Trust was voted best bank again by the Santa Barbara Independent, Santa Barbara News Press, and San Ynez Valley News Readers. Plus, they have over 40 years of experience, 10 branches from Solvang to Westlake, a convenient on-the-go mobile banking app, and a savvy team of local decision makers. Visit Montecito.bank today. Montecito Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Wendy Foster Montecito, one of five Santa Barbara Wendy Foster's clothing shops, has a fabulous selection of the latest of everything, a favorite destination for fashions from New York, Paris, Los Angeles, and Asia, and all unique to us. Shop at Wendy Foster Montecito for personal attention and classic, casual, and beautiful clothing, jewelry, and accessories for all occasions. Wendy Foster style is Santa Barbara style. There are three locations in Montecito, one in downtown Santa Barbara, and our newest location in Los Olivos. All five Wendy Foster locations are open 7 days a week.
Celebrating 50 years of serving loyal regular guests and first-time visitors, the Pierre Lafond Market and Deli invites you to enjoy their huge selection of fresh-baked sweets, cookies, carrot cake, muffins, and the famous farm cake, granola, Oreo popcorn, wine cake, homemade soups, and the popular fresh juice bar. Or get a coffee drink or fresh-squeezed juice and peruse the famous wall of greeting cards at the Pierre Lafond Market and Deli. Open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily in the Plaza del Sol, Montecito Village.
Available only at the company's headquarters in Goleta, the new Deckers brand showcase features the latest footwear from UGG, Teva, Sanuk, Hoka, and Ahnu brands. You're invited to stop by to experience firsthand what makes Deckers brand so unique. Discover new product and try on a range of offerings from your favorite Deckers brand at their retail stores. Now open to the public 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and from 11 to 5 on Sunday at 250 Coramar Drive in Goleta.
Welcome back to AHA Presents About Education. AHA helps teens manage their emotions, support their peers, and serve their community. So what's this event we're talking about in September, the Gold?
Our Gold Ribbon Campaign and our Gold Ribbon Luncheon.
So that's our flagship fundraising and awareness campaign, and we're gearing up for it right now. And it's held during the month of September, which is National Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And the symbol for pediatric cancer is a gold ribbon. And that was developed back only in the 90s. And there's been a lot of building of awareness about pediatric cancer in recent years. Back in the 90s, there was a group of parents that had identified and created that to be the symbol for pediatric cancer.
So if you wanted to volunteer or be an intern, how do you do that? And what are the opportunities to be a volunteer in this organization? If someone doesn't have money to give, but they would like to give time, what are the things they could do?
We have lots of different ways. We have event committees that we do where we'll have our Gold Ribbon Luncheon or our spring events, and we need people in the community to help raise awareness, help get people to come to our events, help get access to auction items. That's sponsorships with the communities. We also have, our Project Christmas, which is one of our favorite things that we do, where we have Christmas gifts that we do at Christmas party. We adopt families. We've got Project Holiday. We've got Project Easter. Mm-hmm. We have our Mother's Day support group, which is another one. Mother's Day
Spa
Day, which we do with Walter.
And
Claudio.
We always need support with administrative tasks and jobs,
paperwork, computer work.
And, the award for the most compassionate person in Santa Barbara has to go to Rich, who is not only involved with you, but also involved with Calm. So you're taking care of every kid in town.
Well, it was Calm that brought me to Teddy Bear. Okay. So I've unfortunately, my time there has come and gone. But it was the time in between Calm and Teddy Bear that really made me understand that my focus really was for these underserved kids and their families. And when people don't have the opportunity to care for themselves, it's great to know that there are organizations such as Calm and as Teddy Bear that can step in and actually help.
Rich is also taking care of the kids at Marymount, too. He's on our board, as am I, at Marymount. And Rich is helping us over there, too. So he does not stop working.
Yeah, the head of school of Marymount was on a couple of weeks ago.
Andrew Wooden.
And he was terrific.
He's great.
And I asked him if it was too late for me to go to school there. And he said, it's too late for me for anything, which is very depressing.
Although I'm sure he'd accept your tuition check.
I'm sure he would accept a donation.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. But I still won't get in, right?
No.
I still won't get in. So how do you measure success? Is success when someone has a smile on their face? Is success when someone can pay their bills? What's success for you? What's a successful day?
A successful day for us is in knowing that we were able to help keep a family in their home, help them pay rent, mortgage, help them pay their car bills to make it easier so that they can be by their child's bedside, so they can be there with their child when their child's undergoing treatments and caring for them to help them get through this experience and become cancer-free.
That's very well put.
Yeah, and you've been able to corral 750 people. How many people do you have volunteering?
Nearly 700 individuals are giving of their time each year.
Yeah, which is great because it not only helps, I guess, with the work that has to be done, but it creates a higher level of awareness.
Yeah.
And speaking of awareness, I hope everyone has gotten a feel, I have today, for how wonderful this organization is. And if you'd like to support it by either volunteering or making a donation, you can do that on www.teddybearcancerfoundation.com.
.org.
.org. Excuse me. Teddybearfoundation.com is a for-profit for... No, I'm kidding. Anyway, you guys do wonderful work. Thank you so much for all you do. Thank you for being here, and we'll see you all, hear you all next week.
Thanks.
It's 3 o'clock.